What a cozy cast.
Dude, I'm so cozy right now.
Oh, it's just, these things just feel amazing.
Jake's hood should be on, but...
Yeah, it's okay.
He just got a haircut.
Well, we got the two marshmallows, the Wicked Witch of the West.
I'm Dakota Witch.
Listen, I did just get a haircut, and, you know, the problem was that they're playing Smash.
They're playing Smash up there, aren't they?
God,
just last week they yelled at us for playing chess. Yeah, remember
they
that?
They just
so
yelled
ago.
At us for playing Smash. Mm.
Daniel
for
said,
playing chess.
And I quote, this is objectively worse. Is
right.
Well, Daniel thinks anything that's not work is bad.
That's true.
That's true.
That is true, unfortunately. Yeah.
So, and my barber, anyway, I went to my barber and I still had gel in my hair. Worst mistake I've made in a while. Like, never go to the barber pre-washing your hair.
Yeah.
Because they just can't fade it right.
Right.
It just can't, you know.
They could have washed your hair.
You know, since I've left LA, the one thing that I could get here was just the finest fades.
Oh, a fresh cut.
Yeah. The fadiest of
my
fades.
Boy Gabriel from The Proper in Downey, California. Man. Dude,
Gabe,
Sponsored by
Gabe's.
Yeah.
Downey.
He was amazing. But anyways, so I can't put my hood up because I got...
Well, you get it. Do you get it all the way down or you keep it a little long on the top, right?
He goes from a two to a four.
It just wasn't... I'll be back, Hector. Don't worry. I'm not leaving you.
You know, when I was a kid and I moved to the Bronx, I didn't know what a shape up was. I went to like a New York barbershop for the first time. And here's me, like this white kid with like Bieber hair. And all these like black kids are like, yo, dude, get a shape up. And I walked up to the barber like, I'll take one shape up. And I walked home and I looked like a skinhead Nazi. Yeah. And my mom was horrified. And that was the last time I got a shape up.
Yeah. First and last.
That shaped you right up.
Most white guys can't really pull off a buzz cut, I would say.
Yeah. You just look angry.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I've done it a few times. I've buzzed my hair quite a bit, actually, but... Yeah, I prefer a cut.
I feel like you pull it off.
You pull off a lot of different hairstyles.
I have no mustache.
You don't have your mustache.
No one said anything.
Yeah.
Well, because you didn't have it last time.
Didn't I?
Did you have it last time?
No, he came here unstashed.
Oh,
last time.
You warmed us up to the no stash life.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What made you decide to finally give it the old axe?
You know, it's actually a lot easier to deal with this way because I don't have to shave it.
Mm-hmm.
I can just take the clippers and then just,
and
then you're good to go.
True.
So,
that's true.
I don't know. Is this episode sponsored by Manscaped, by the way?
Oh, yeah. We're going right into the brand integration.
No, I guess we are now.
Yeah. How quickly does that guy grow in?
This? I just cut this on Sunday, but it was like a no guard.
No, but I mean, like, how like, from
when
where
is
you're
it
at
gonna
now,
get back?
Which is, for people who are listening... You know, like a little stubble. How long does that take to get you to like Tom Selleck?
To Tom Selleck level?
Yeah.
Like 3 months.
3 months?
2 to 3 months. Yeah, dang. Probably.
Because I just feel like I see you with a mustache so much. I feel like it comes in.
Yeah,
overnight.
Like in a week.
Maybe it comes in faster. I don't know. I don't keep track.
Hey, you know what?
My hair does grow fast. That's all I know.
This might be interesting. Since we all are like folks that are on camera now a decent amount, do you guys now notice things that you do that you didn't notice before? Because I certainly do. And that main thing is the mustache, just like messing with this part of my face.
You and Sam do that a lot.
I do it like way too much. I see it in like every video. I'm like, I need to stop this, but I just can't. Yeah. It's like muscle memory to like mess with my beard.
I've gone through phases like that where there's been little ticks that I've noticed I'm sure no one else noticed
it. Oh, definitely not. Yeah. No, it's your own personal journey.
Yeah.
Do you like correct them or?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. One of them was saying like
too much. Okay. Yeah.
We all do that.
Sure.
It's a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real problem.
It's just a filler word that helps you like buy some time while you're thinking about.
I feel like we need to raise
awareness
on the use of the word like too often. And
can someone count the amount of times that we've said like in a... podcast. That'd be interesting.
I'll give you guys a good one. If you want to replace that and sound like super smart, you say sort of.
Oh.
You think?
Instead of like, say, This is sort of a
sort of. It's almost an English.
It does
thing.
Sound yeah. better.
It's sort of. But it's it sounds sort of better. Sort of. You
it
know.
Sound. Yeah.
You could, that would be like, weird though if you said sort of all the time.
Sort yeah. of. But yeah. like, do you know what you want? I don't know. No.
Sort of.
I would play with my hair a lot.
You play
I
with your hair.
It and I'm like, okay, yeah. stop. Maybe that's why I wore this today.
You don't do it as much now because of that?
No. If it's down, it just keeps going like this.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, you know, I think it's like how you guys go with this.
Messing with, yeah. Yeah, the longer it gets, the more I mess with it too. So it's very like, I got to figure out how to, I mean, it's no one's bothered by it.
You except don't know
me.
That.
Except me.
All right, so there's a couple of things that we got to talk about in this podcast based on the last podcast, and oh one boy. Of them oh, is Dean, this question is for you.
Oh, boy.
How much do you like superhero movies?
Oh, like, well, so I am like a massive DC Comics fan. Like, okay.
Nick called it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I, like, could tell you, like, the name of every Robin. There's been, like, five or six Robins from yeah. Batman. I could tell you their entire like backstory. Like I know way too much about it. Like I look back on my childhood and I wish I could have slotted in like guitar physics. Or piano instead of like I know every like aspect of the DC universe. So I know like way too much about superhero movies.
Okay.
Okay.
Now knowing that, well, so we had some conversations about the multiverse.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like it ruins superheroes
no,
for you?
No, like, you know,
or storytelling in general.
Been, superhero comics have been around for 75 years, and one of the, you know, at least in DC Comics, there was sort of a first wave of superheroes, which was like, you know, Superman, Batman, the first Green Lantern, the first Flash, and then as, you know, the war came around and comics kind of dipped off a little bit, and then they came back in, like, the 50s or 60s.
Yeah.
And they were new versions of these characters. So, like, you had a new Flash, a new Green Lantern. And one of the earliest Flash storylines from this period was the Flash, like, runs through, because, you know, the Flash can run super fast, but that also gives the ability to, like, vibrate through realities and through time. And he meets the earlier version of the Flash.
Okay.
And this is like a story from, I want to say it's like from the 50s or 60s. So, and from there, first in DC and then also in Marvel, they basically developed a way to change the continuity of these storylines that are running for, you know, again, 70 yeah. plus years. They figured out a way to change the continuity while still it making sense in the story universe. And so it's a deep part of the, like, comic book lore. And I think,
so you don't feel it's an extreme departure from where we've been?
No, it's like at this point, multiverse is like so core to the comic books now. Like both DC and Marvel, like every 5 years, they completely reboot everything and they have to create a storyline to make that make sense. So they're like, oh, freaking Superboy Prime punched reality and now, you know, like yeah. some stupid thing. Like the Anti-Monitor is going to freaking
right.
diddle everything. Mm. And
it's a diddler. Okay.
So
those damn Anti-Monitors.
Yeah. And there's so, yeah, both of these companies have realized now, I think, you know, rightly so, these movies are purely nostalgia. Like these movies are purely for people to be like, that's a thing from my childhood that makes me feel good.
Right.
You know, and they can just do that now to infinity because they, you know, that now they can dig back into Michael Keaton. You know, Michael Keaton's going to be in the new Flash movie as his version of Batman. And like, and obviously Marvel's like digging in deep with the
Michael
Spider-Man
Keaton Batman
stuff.
From the 90s.
From 89, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's going to be that character from that movie with the Flash from, like, the, you know, the newest Justice League movie. Okay. So it's, like, it's, you know, in a similar storyline where Flash accidentally, he's, like, trying to change the timeline and he accidentally messes it up. And
yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's, like, a core part of comics. And it, you know, obviously, from a business perspective, it makes sense for these companies, you know.
Well, let me ask you this, because I asked it on the last cast as well, and didn't really dive too deep into it, but let me see what you think about this. Is originality lost when you, like, rehash all these characters? And
like, yeah, I think with the movies, there's certainly a chance for that to happen, because whereas in comic books, you have a new storyline every week, right? And so that goes on for years and years. So you have like hundreds of stories. And then you do like the multiverse story where you meet this old version of the character or something. It feels like with the movies, they almost haven't really earned a lot of that stuff yet, which is my only like hesitation with it, is it feels like they haven't really sort of like earned the right to jump back in time, because it's like Andrew Garfield was Spider-Man like not that long ago. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like, so I don't really, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Too fast.
Yeah. It's a little, again, like, and I've always felt this way about superhero movies in Hollywood, is like they made, you guys have seen Watchmen with, you know, Zack Snyder's Watchmen. They made that movie in 2009, which is like, you know, Watchmen as a story is like a complete deconstruction of the superhero genre.
Yeah.
And they made it like before the Avengers came out. Mm-hmm. So it's like the superhero genre wasn't even a thing as much, you know, as it is today. And they made the storyline that deconstructs all superhero movies. And it's the same thing Marvel did, the Civil War arc in the movies, which is like, you need to sit, like, the Marvel universe has to be around for a while before you have like them all have the internal conflict. And it felt like,
I feel you,
we're only like two Avengers into this.
I think that's just because they turn movies into shows, though.
Yeah, no, and I think that's why people respond so strongly to the Marvel movies, is because, like, they get so invested in the characters and their continuing storylines. And if you notice, there's no solo movies anymore. Like, every solo movie in quotations is, here's you know, Captain Marvel's in the background, or like Sam Jackson, they throw him in there. Or, yeah, like they throw Sam Jackson in every one of them.
Just put him in.
Yeah.
He's like, gonna make the movie better.
So they're never gonna, you know, they'll never make a, like, well, things, there's actually some interesting drama with Spider-Man. They might actually, ooh, like, Sony might be ripping Tom Holland Spider-Man out of the Marvel universe, because obviously they own the character and are licensing him out to Marvel Studios to be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Okay. But there are theories that this new movie is actually a way to reset Tom Holland's, like, character in a just Spider-Man universe. Mm-hmm.
To give him no way home.
To give him no, like, literally, he has no way home.
Roll credits.
So, because there's just, you know, there's some, like, drama, you know, Sony kind of wants the character back to, you know, they did the Venom movies, and the Venom movies have been pretty successful, and...
And Sony has nothing else now.
That's it. They got Spider-Man, and I hope that they get Spider-Man back for a little bit, just so they can completely waste him again, so that they'll have to give him back to Marvel. Because, like, they've been on their own trying to build out this, like, Spider-Man universe.
Yeah.
Just, like, Spider-Man characters universe. Mm-hmm. And the big new movie they got coming out is Morbius with Jared Leto.
Mm-hmm.
You love Morbius, right?
Yeah.
Morbius.
Yeah.
The vampire guy.
Oh, the vampire guy. Okay.
Morbius,
how
guys?
Much history do you guys
know about Morbius?
With Morbius.
The vampire guy.
Yeah. This is the thing.
Yeah, it was supposed to come out last year. It was one of those, like, COVID movies that got pushed. It looks awful, and it's like, but they, like, every trailer has, like, this Morbius character's walking around. There's, like, a poster of Spider-Man in the back.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really no relation to Spider-Man at all.
Just like, hey,
they're
guys,
just like, hey, you know, like, it's, you know, Spider-Man universe, guys.
Spider-Man, right?
And they were gonna, yeah. They,
so that's a perfect segue to what Nick was talking about, because he was talking about, and Matt's kind of saying the same thing, like, the originality of it. It's one thing if you have access to comic lines that have been around for 70 years or plus, mm-hmm, but it's another thing if you're just trying to, and and DC caught a lot of crap for this too, though, albeit it was more justified. But to just, it's like they're just aping it.
Yeah, you know? So you're saying the DC movies are aping the Marvel movies?
Well, yeah, but then Sony with Spider-Man is even... It's trying to build out a universe. You know, and it's like, well, you guys, why are you trying to do what they're doing? Why don't you just do something else with with your characters?
Well, I think the whole cinematic universe thing, it's more of what you're saying. It's like, we need to build this into a running TV show.
Yeah.
You know, where every movie is like
another episode.
Yeah, it's a movie, but it's like in this sort of like series. And, cause yeah, it's like no longer can things just be based on an existing IP. It has to be like in the same, like canon.
It has to be tied.
Like, canon is such a weird, like, isn't that such a weird idea that it's
Super weird.
Made up, but all of these are like in the same universe of made up,
right?
You know, like. Yeah. Star Wars fans get like super hardcore about this, like about delineating between like,
right,
you know, well, now they call it like legends and like the actual like canon universe. And they're like, well, that didn't actually happen. It's like, well, none of it actually happened. But yeah.
Hey guys, you might notice that it's Jake here, Brandy O'Daniel, without my mustache and beard. Now, how did this happen? Well, I trimmed myself up, I cleaned myself up, and I got ready for the new year, courtesy of today's sponsor, Manscaped. Let me tell you about the best body grooming products on the market. They got everything you might need just in time for the new year. First and foremost, they have the Ultra Premium Body Wash. Now, this body wash is infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized. They also have the Lawnmower 4.0. This is the fourth generation signature trimmer from Manscaped. It's got all sorts of bells and whistles on it. It's got a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. Oh, and guess what? It's waterproof. It's the one company that's making a great product designed specifically for body and groin trimming. Don't go to the freaking pharmacy and get one of those janky ones for $30. Just go to Manscaped, get the thing that you actually need. It'll last you for a long time. It's worth the money. Trust me, you'll be better off for it. And the 2022 you will be better off for it. If you guys are interested, head on over to manscaped.com. Use the code CORIDORCAST to get 20% off plus free shipping. It's a great deal. So huge thanks to them for sponsoring. They've always been great. And now back to the podcast.
I don't know. It's a weird kind of thing. It's like TV, streaming, movies. It's all becoming one thing.
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing that with Disney Plus, you know, it's like with all the Star Wars shows and all the Marvel shows, they're just and I think honestly, like Disney Plus is a much better platform for comic book storylines because comic books are inherently serialized soap operas, right?
Yeah, the stuff that they've been putting out is very good. And I this is where it's like me and Nick kind of deviated in our opinions, and I don't necessarily agree with, because I think you can tell original stories through a universe of characters that you are familiar with. Like the Loki show is super unique to me.
Oh, it's great.
It's great. Yeah. I love that show so much, and it really tried new things and was a little bit risky with it because it subverted your expectations of what you thought a Loki show was going to be. Oh shit, now they're in like this other world that we've never seen before where you know, there's these time cops. That's crazy. That's so cool.
Stylistically, it's very
stylistically
different.
Super unique. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot more room to do that on Disney Plus because there's more time and this like the season to flesh out the characters. And and again, we've seen it with like The Mandalorian is like a very different approach to what they're doing in the movies.
Yeah.
And more what people are looking for, like more of what the like hardcore Star Wars fans are looking for. And they have like they can just quarter off a section and do just that. You know, it doesn't have to be. Because if it's a movie that comes out in theaters, it has to hit every, it has to check every
box. Gotta do everything.
Yeah.
Gotta get everyone.
But even with the big movies, the big Marvel movies, Guardians of the Galaxy, I thought the first one was like, it was also trying something pretty unique that we hadn't really seen before. And we weren't really familiar with those characters either. So it was you know, kind of a departure from what we knew and what was safe.
And it's funny because I'm making fun of Sony for like picking out these like obscure stories that nobody cares about, but Marvel has done, and like DC to an extent with Suicide Squad, but like picking out these like kind of off kilter sort of like C tier stories, like Guardians of the Galaxy is like nobody cared about Guardians of the Galaxy in the comic books.
Yeah.
Like choosing that kind of stuff and just giving it to a filmmaker and being like, hey, here's like something that nobody cares about, so you can do whatever you want with it. Yeah. And that's where I think the originality will come in with these stories, is if it's like, you know, kind of, it doesn't have so much expectations and hype on it. Like this new Spider-Man movie, it has to hit certain things, you know? Like it's,
oh yeah,
Tobey Maguire has to show up.
Do you think it's going to do
gotta
any
say,
of that?
He's got to say, with great power comes great responsibility.
Do you think it's going to do any of that?
What do you mean?
Like, is it going to hit any of those things that they think?
Oh, the new Spider-Man movie?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's going to freaking, yeah, it's going to, like, Venom's going to be in it. It's going to, it's literally going to have everything you think will be in it. I feel like it's, they're going to have to do. Because at this point,
I'm going
to
cram that.
At
thing.
This point, if somebody says something, they can, like, just go, like, pull it up on the volume in Unreal Engine. Like, call, hey, Tom, you want to come in for like 5 seconds and like shoot this new scene where we got freaking, I don't know, booster gold in there or something? I don't know.
So none of this booster kills gold. It for you. None of this like machining.
No, like
this refined machining, like a CNC cutter, just cutting out stories into like perfect blocks.
My thing is always like, there's so many other stories happening right now, whether it's on streaming or whether like these movies. Sorry guys, they're for me. Like they're for freaking they're for the people who were super into these old movies, and they're just gonna keep rolling it out. And it's, you know, that's the stuff that makes money in theaters. And it's I think to say that like that's the death of originality, it's like I think theaters only matter, like theaters are just theme park rides now. They're not like they're not for like
the death of originality died in theaters a long time ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
In like tent pole Hollywood filmmaking, that's out the door.
Right.
But there's, you know, plenty of awesome stuff that's being made on a smaller scale. Mm-hmm. And I think there's is so much more democratic.
That's separate.
Now.
That's separate from theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about that in the last one too. And it's just like that they can't take any risk. Like it's just if you're going to do that theater model with the nationwide distribution and the 2 weeks of advertisement and the everything, like it's got to be that, because that's the only thing that still makes that whole lumbering machine function.
You know, and as it gets more expensive, like it gets proven constantly that like you try something original and it's not going to make the money that an Avengers movie is going to make. And you know, you could say, hey, studio, why don't you take more of a risk?
Yeah.
But they're like, you know, we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on these movies. We can't lose money on them.
No, yeah, that's what I was saying as well, is it's that they make three bad ones, like the studio's gone.
Yeah.
It's like, nope, exactly. You're done.
Even the superhero movies aren't a safe bet. Like, they've lost tons of money on those movies. So, yeah, it's just the theater model is, it just... I don't know. With so many entertainment options available.
With so much power comes so much responsibility.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we want to hear, Jake. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I thought it'd be interesting to hear your take on that. Any other hot takes?
I didn't know you knew so much about.
Oh, yeah. It's like, that in Star Wars, it's definitely people, I just come out swinging with these.
Yeah, I was like this the whole time.
But hot takes on like Hollywood?
No, on the superhero genre, whether it's like something that maybe an underserved character or a
dude, get freaking Martian Manhunter out here, man.
Martian Manhunter? I don't even know what that is, son.
They snuck him into the Justice League movie.
Oh yeah.
He needs his
Martian
own movie.
Manhunter.
They need to get another Green Lantern movie going. That one with Ryan Reynolds was absolute butt trash.
Yeah.
Is that the one Seth Rogen was in?
No.
Oh, that was Green Hornet. Yeah.
You know what's funny? Taika Waititi plays the best friend, the director of all the new Thor movies.
Okay.
He's like, plays his best buddy in that movie.
In the
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern? Oh, wow.
All right. I got a few other questions. Yeah, for all three of you, actually.
Ooh.
We were talking about lifestyle creep
previous
to this, and it was in relation to Nicolas Cage and how he was able to go bankrupt basically after, you know, everything he's done.
He speaking of comics, he bought the first issue of Action Comics.
Oh, well,
Superman.
That's probably the
for
problem.
Like
$1 million.
Oh my God! What?
The first issue of Superman for $1 million.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Now we know.
I mean, somebody's got to own it. I guess
spending his money on.
Do you think you guys are relatively new to the, you know, the Corridor crew and the history of Corridor?
Being adults.
Have you seen any quote unquote lifestyle creep happen in the studio as of recent? Like things that weren't around when you came in that are now around now.
And to be expected.
Expected.
Yeah.
Look, I've already expressed my thoughts on corn dogs, so we can move past that.
No, I
we have two microwaves.
It's nice to feel like we have, you know, amenities and it's comfy. Because
mm-hmm. yeah.
like even when I first started, it was still like we were all sitting out here on our desks.
A little janky.
Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna say,
do we have AC?
Dean, you and I definitely.
When did you start? What year? 2018?
We had
beginning
that
of 20, like very beginning of 2019, I think.
20, okay. Yeah, we had AC.
We had
by
that
then.
One.
Okay. We had AC.
Had just one though.
Yeah, we didn't.
And there was
have
none
this
back
bad boy.
Here.
Yeah.
We didn't get this until the end of 2019.
Yeah, no. This was a steam room.
It was a steam room. It was an absolute steam room.
It used to be the bath.
Yeah.
You had guests in here.
We had guests in here. In fact, if you're a fan of this podcast, go watch the Logan Paul episode
just
that Nico
sweating.
Did with him, and you can tell how just hot
God. Just freaking steaming in there.
Oh my
but now
God.
We wear robes in here.
Now we have to wear robes.
Actually, this
we
is
look like kings and
producing
queens.
Its own climate, and I'm about to take it off.
Oh, yeah.
It is freaking hot.
This is my own steam room in here.
Yeah, I know. I know.
No,
yeah,
you guys know I'm always cold, so.
We brought the steam room to our personal
I'm getting kind of hot, too. I'm going to take this sweatshirt off.
Yeah.
I would say
I'm the only one
I do miss a little bit of the scrappy sort of like early days. Or at least early days of me being here.
Yeah.
Because, it's definitely more comfy, more like, feels like, you know,
I don't
miss
it.
Wait, what scrappiness do you miss?
Let's get into this. I want to know the deets.
Let me know the scrappiness.
Big thing for me is not losing scrappiness, but also being like not, but also being professional.
Yes. But I think it's an inherent balance and an inherent like, trade-off to get certain things.
I almost feel like they're the antithesis of one another.
Yeah, we lose the bullpen feel.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
Right,
like
I do.
Everybody's right here. So it's like, if something happens, we all share that moment immediately. You know, like somebody farts, you know.
Somebody jumps over a table and breaks their shoulder blade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's there to witness it. But also at the same time, that does distract from work.
Exactly.
And my God, did that happen a lot when we were working down here.
Yeah.
I mean,
getting really hard to get anything done.
Yeah.
Because something was always filming.
Yeah.
And you're at your desk, like somebody's screaming behind you.
Yeah.
Literally screaming.
Yeah. Ren specifically is screaming behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right behind you.
You're right behind you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right behind you.
And, like at React episodes, we would all be working behind when we were shooting React episodes.
The first 30 or 40 episodes, it's just Griffin in the background.
Yeah. No, I'm like the first couple episodes, I am in the back, like just I was on that wall
almost like
at the
alleyway.
When I first got here, I think.
Yeah.
The jank desk before I got my own desk.
Yeah.
I was like, that was my hazing.
I bought that desk for $10 at the thrift store across the street.
Oh, wait. And then when I got here, I used that desk.
Yeah, you got the haze desk.
I got the haze desk.
The brown one on the wheels.
The brown one on the wheels.
Yeah.
Nick had that one too before you, and Carmichael had it before him.
Oh, wow. It's a tradition. A lineage of a shitty desk.
Let's see now, these new cats come in, man. Yeah, they get their big desk.
They got their RTX 3090s.
That's what I'm worried about.
I don't know.
I legit have concerns about
but
this.
But I think we get romantic about it. Because honestly, I'll say this. When I first started had watched the videos back in the day, I had romanticized late nights in my mind.
Right.
Because I was like we're all going to be working. Like, you know, we're all part of this thing. And as soon as I started doing that consistently, I was like, I am so tired. And I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And I one time I slept back here when it was in the steam room era.
Oh, yeah. The steam room.
And it was more of that vibe when we were all down here.
Yeah.
And it is nice. There's more balance.
I spent a week down here.
You can
once.
Breathe.
Oh my God.
And it wasn't that long ago.
Never leaving?
Leaving to go out into the floor to work.
Were you, like, did you?
When
you
we renovated the studio upstairs,
right.
There was, I had a bed up there.
Yeah.
But then I set it up and then I was waiting for the renovations to start. And Nico had already moved out. So I was living up there when I wasn't working.
Yeah.
And then he moved out and then we started renovations and then I showed up to stay here for the week and I went upstairs to Studio 3 and it was completely gutted and I went into the bathroom by the main floor and the shower was ripped out and I turned on the light and there's like roaches on the floor, you know, because they live in the walls.
Yeah, they do.
And so they were just out. And then I went into the back room and it's just like sheetrock torn out and there's sheetrock dust on everything. And none of the electricity worked. And I go, well, I guess I'm sleeping in the podcast room.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Got some fans.
There's another thing. This has like, for some reason, as we've grown, there's been less cockroaches. I don't know what that has to do with.
This is less?
Oh, it's sealed.
We sealed upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what that spray foam is with all the faces on it.
And there's another thing you could romanticize. It's like, I miss chasing around cockroaches.
Right, but do you think, okay, this is legit, though.
Do you?
Do you think, like, if, you know, so there's this new kid upstairs, right? And he's like, you know, we're prospecting him. It's like, see what you got, kid. It's like, if he doesn't go through that, do you think he's going to like...
Oh, yes. I don't think...
Do you think he's going to have the same soul?
I think what is great about this environment is that a lot of the people who have come in were fans, you know, or were people who loved the content. So, you know, for us... You know, it was definitely coming in, regardless of what the environment was. I was like, I'm all in because I, you know, just growing up watching this stuff. So, it's definitely like, yeah, it gives you like a little bit of more, I don't know, toughness with. I don't know. Yeah,
I think it does. I mean, Jordan, you, the costume room. It's a rite of passage.
I had no idea what was going on. I was like, I can't do this forever. but it just keeps getting a mess. I was like, I guess I am going to do this forever. I mean, yeah, I guess everyone has their own things, their rite of passage when you come here. But then again, like new rite of passages will occur. Like the more we grow, the more like there's going to be different things to be done.
Yeah.
So every time someone new comes, they're going to be doing something that no one else has ever even done because now there's like
the low man work.
Job. Yeah. There's always something
Dude,
new.
Did you have, when you first got here, did you have to do the metadata for the videos?
No.
Oh, I did.
I did
too. I don't know how many times I probably fell asleep in front of
him. I thought I was going to be editing videos. And I was sitting here like putting in.
I didn't even know what metadata was before I started working here. Oh, man. I'm learning it over Discord too.
Yeah.
I didn't even like meet half of you guys before. And I'm on Discord like, hi. Yeah.
I did some of the Node metadata.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Oh, because you were like. Node.
I did Node for a bit. Yeah. Yeah. For
strictly Node.
Jordan started, she had to go through every video
yeah
we've ever made.
So
and
she,
Christian, yeah.
So she made it through the whole, because I did like, I did some, but I definitely didn't do
Jordan
all of them.
Jordan went through every
I think at this point I've been through
video.
All.
Video.
That's respect. That's
yeah,
respect for
whether
sure.
it's respect. Thumbnails or going from YouTube to the website, metadata.
Yeah, so for people who don't know, that's like, it's literally like the description, like fixing the description of every old video.
There's no automated process for this still.
Yeah, to this day. It's just, you go, you scroll through your uploaded videos, you sort by oldest.
Right.
You start at the
you
oldest
just start
one.
And you just keep
and you
going.
Bring in like, because, you know, we have the stuff that we put in the description. So you add like the new formatting, copy paste.
Mm-hmm.
You put in, what was this video about? Oh, this was, you know, Sam and Nico were having a good time. And then you go to the next one.
Arrow, check out our new merch.
For weeks. It took
Arrow.
You weeks. It's like we have she's getting
flashback.
Heart palpitations just thinking about
PTSD
it.
PTSD from that. So yeah, that's the back-breaking labor that we do here. Is it control V? So yeah.
Finger breaking.
So yeah, if those were the days where you know, we were getting humbled by hitting control V. You
if
know,
my great grandparents, who were iron ore miners, heard me talking that way about labor, they would, I don't know what they would do. Wouldn't be good.
Roll over in their grave.
Yeah. That's why I don't talk about it like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so,
well, I'll say this though. I'll say that I think there's still a level of like scrappiness and, you know, love of filmmaking that you put into really hard work. Because of course it's still there when you're really passionate about a project here. It's like, you know, for example, the doing late nights on the Spider-Man rated R video was something that I really wanted to do because I wanted it to be as good as possible.
Yeah.
So those late nights felt really like fun and invigorating in a way that isn't like a day-to-day thing. But when it happens, it's like, fuck yeah, I'll stay until 2-3 in the morning to get this done because it's something that I believe in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's, I think that's always going to be present with any of this content that we make if it's something that we believe in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think a certain amount of that is healthy. Like it's the sugar in the food pyramid, you know, like you got to have a little bit of that. Cause that, I don't know. I've been there so many times as well. Like
Yeah.
You have to like, care about your work enough to do that every once in a while.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, even if we are starting to become more of a, you know, company rather than just like a group of like filmmakers, it's like it still is a group of filmmakers, like inherently. And I don't think that is going anywhere. So as long as we have that, I think like everybody's still gonna be like
Sam and I's phrase for the company culture. The company culture at Corridor Digital used to be fuck the man.
We are the man now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my concern, man. I don't know.
No,
I don't want to become that.
Well, you gotta have the structure still.
Yeah,
you know?
But
it
everyone
seems like
has
you guys
structures.
Find a good balance with it.
I hope so.
Every production needs structure.
Yeah.
SAG.
Damn right. How does it function?
SAG production, you know?
How does it function?
With great
it?
Power comes great responsibility.
Yes. How many more times can we say it?
Spider-Man's
probably a
thumbnail.
Few more.
A few more at least. We'll get it in there.
It'll never be as good as when.
All right, so
put that in the metadata.
So back to the lifestyle creep thing.
Are you talking about our lifestyles or the lifestyle of the studio?
Studio lifestyle.
Studio lifestyle.
Well, and our own lifestyle.
I would say big thing for me, and Jordan knows this, snacks.
Oh, like, we know all about
my,
this.
That's
where I'm going with this.
My life.
That's where I'm going with this.
My life is ruined.
He's not happy about the snacks.
I have no...
The looks he gives me while he's elbow deep in Sour
elbow
Patch
deep.
Kids.
Right.
It's not, like it's your fault.
It's not pretty.
I have zero willpower when it comes to sugar. And like I will get mad at my girlfriend if she brings home like
sugar
sweets. Like because her mom like will give her like all these Mexican candies when she comes on, and then she'll come home with them and I'll be like, throw those out. Like I will eat them all tonight. You know?
I saw you snagging on some Starburst earlier.
Oh, every time. Yeah. Every time I walk through the kitchen, he's there.
And it's like so now it's like it used to be we had a water cooler when I started here. Like I get my water and I go back to my desk. Now I get my water and there's a cornucopia of, of sweets and treats, and I like, it's just there for the taking, and like,
somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, I like,
somebody's got to eat them snacks.
Yeah, like, you might have this mentality too, Jake. Like my grandma, if I didn't eat my whole meal,
right.
She'd be like,
right, what's wrong
like,
with you?
Sit down, yeah. Eat the whole meal.
Yeah,
and if I see free food, I'm gonna eat all of the food. So it's just,
there may not be any free snacks again.
Yeah.
Gotta eat them all now.
No, that's the mentality. I'm like, there's free candy here now.
That's a wolf's mentality.
Yeah. Well, you know,
it's, I gotta scarf all this now.
Yeah.
It's gonna sit in my belly.
And I have zero willpower. Luckily I'm still a young lad and I have metabolism, but that's quickly going away.
Mm.
So
I get healthy options. I do. There's trail mix. Yeah.
There's beef
fruit,
jerky.
But there's still other options.
We have grapes.
There's a thing.
Much less tastier.
There's
options.
A thing. Steve Jobs, you know, he wore the same thing every day.
Mm.
And the idea was.
Is that because he was a psychopath or because he was.
It's maybe a little bit of that. But yeah. it was because there's an idea that.
It was a joke.
Willpower is not something that you just brute force. It's actually, if you set up your life in such a way that you don't have to make certain decisions,
yeah.
you have more willpower. Think of it like you have a willpower bar.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so like if you want to work out in the morning and you lay out your workout clothes the night before, you're going to be more likely to go work out. If I at the grocery store don't buy sweets, I'm not going to eat them when I'm home.
That's wise.
It's but, true.
That's you know, very wise.
We have them in the studio and I have zero willpower.
Yeah, I'm never going to stop.
That's a good thought though. I like that. I'm going to think about that a little bit more because it's true. Like if you set your life up in such a way, then the things that are hard for you become less hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is something Daniel and I share. We both wear the same thing every day. And it's like, that's why I brought up Steve Jobs is because Steve Jobs wore the same thing every day. And that was the idea is you, option paralysis, I believe is the phrase. Mm-hmm. So you don't have option paralysis. You know, you go to the grocery store and there's 40 brands of cereals. You're going to stand there forever. If there were just three options, you would just grab one and go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah. We literally have like eight options up in the kitchen right
when
now.
Can I ask a serious question, Jordan? When did the corn dogs come into the picture?
We really just want to pick apart the corn dogs.
I want to know about this because that wasn't... How did that happen?
It's because I was going to Ralph's this whole time.
Yeah.
I ended up going to Smart and Final one day.
Yeah.
I ended up realizing how much cheaper Smart and Final was. Oh, yeah, I was like 50, 60 under budget. And
it's
I
like
was,
the dollar store of grocery stores.
And I'm getting like the same stuff.
Yeah.
So then I went back the next time and I was like, in my head, I was like, I have more room here. I said, what would these men want to eat?
Right.
Burritos, corn dogs, something that you can just into the microwave, into the oven.
Right. Corn dogs.
I don't know. It was there. It was just in the freezer looking at me.
So Ren didn't ask you to get corn dogs.
No he was very excited when
he was excited about
he had I believe he had three in like 30 minutes.
yeah I kept seeing him go back for more.
He wasn't the one
wasn't enough.
And then last Friday Griffin took a corn dog, heated that up, took a burrito.
He did not.
It
was never on camera.
He wasn't on camera. That's so gross.
He just did it on his own.
Griffin.
And I caught him and he was...
He's a savage. He's a...
He's an absolute animal.
I feel like I don't even know him anymore. Man.
And I mean, part of it is all my fault. I am literally buying the concoctions that he's making.
You're putting him... Yeah, you're putting an environment around him of horrible
But no rational person would think that you put a corn dog inside of a burrito.
No. He did it.
I'm just imagining it. How do you do it? You gotta open it up. He opened up the burrito. You gotta open it up, put the corn dog in it, wrap it around.
Pull the stick out.
There's so many layers.
Use the stick to force the corn dog into the burrito.
Right. Right.
Maybe it's ingenious.
I mean, this is coming from a man who has a dish that he self-termed a griff pile.
A griff pile. Yes.
It smell like I can smell it, dude, when he walks in with it.
Yeah, and Griffin's soggy cup as well.
Soggy cup.
Is that a real thing?
I like the soggy cup.
Or did he just do that for the video?
You like, no,
no, I do like the soggy cup.
Jordan likes the soggy cup.
He made me one.
So
I
gross. I don't know if I can get behind it.
It's like chips and water.
It's no. It's like salsa water.
No.
Yeah, it's just salsa.
Don't hate on the soggy cup.
It's like
Doritos,
it's
like a bowl of cereal. If
Doritos
like,
and salsa
and cheese,
they're already sauced.
They're already sauced up.
But it's, no. It's like a bowl of cereal, but with like the condiments of a nacho.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. So yeah. It's like the yeah. Salsa is the milk, the chips are the cereal. Mm-hmm. You know, cheese is like the marshmallows.
The jalapenos are the marshmallows.
These are my concerns.
It's the cheese and salsas.
Yeah, no, we're degenerating.
We're degenerating.
Yeah. We're probably adding 10 pounds heavier.
Two steps forward, one step back here.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way.
We get more work done because you don't have to leave to go get food.
That is helpful.
But we are getting fat.
Yeah.
That is helpful because yeah. I used to have to walk down to the end of the street to get a burrito.
Yeah.
Now I just grab one of those frozen meals.
Mm-hmm.
I pop it in the microwave.
Those are nice.
We have an air fryer, for God's sakes.
Oh.
There is an air fryer.
Yeah.
In the...
Now we're getting a little too fancy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Where is the line?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Where is the line?
Who knows what I'll be installing in there next.
My grandfather used to fry his own air.
Is the personal chef the line? Is that too far?
Personal right. Chef would be.
You know, no, I've walked in
so
this
you
morning.
Want it.
There are, no, you. I'll do it.
Like I walked in this morning and there were on the, we have a griddle now.
By the way.
There were pieces of bacon sizzling on there.
But we do have a breakfast club if you'd like to join.
I did get bacon.
We're
going
to take this.
We're going
to. I remember I had, yeah. I used There's to have to,
sizzling bacon was amazing.
It would, just the aroma. Yeah. It just
right.
gets you
Come
started.
On, what's wrong with that? That's fresh food right there. I don't know, frozen BS.
No. Mm-hmm.
I remember I used to have to walk over to Clint's desk and beg him for a piece of his protein cookie.
Mm-hmm.
You guys,
I used to have to.
Could I have just
I used to have to wait until freaking Mario showed up with the taco truck just
oh, yeah.
to get lunch. Oh, 1:45 every
yeah.
day.
Mm. You actually. So we've destroyed a business.
First of all, they're still around. They don't
yeah,
come
no.
down the street anymore though.
No.
They don't.
They know. They can smell Griff's pile.
They can smell the bacon coming out.
They are across from Big Bear though in the mornings.
That's true.
Yeah.
And in the evenings, I think.
Yeah. Every time I get here on Monday morning and I go to Big Bear,
mm-hmm.
get my coffee.
Yeah.
They're right there.
Here's my pitch. Lose all the snacks.
Mm.
Get all
little,
the food.
Little catering from them.
See, that's so inconvenient though.
That is inconvenient.
We you want know? The snacks.
The snacks have yeah. longevity, you know?
I like getting up from my desk, grabbing a goldfish every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Going back.
Yeah.
You know.
The only time we used to have goldfish around here was after a production.
After Crafty. Yeah.
And
True.
Then Nico would steal half the box and he'd put it on his desk.
Yeah. And like take ownership
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, and then he'd take ownership of it. Yeah.
But like, that's also why I've realized who likes what. And I get that specific stuff in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I know what Sam likes, beef
right.
jerky.
Right.
I know what Nico
also
likes,
like the beef
blueberry
jerky.
Pop-Tarts, one at a time. He leaves half the bag open every time.
Does he really?
Every time. Yes.
That's such a Nico thing.
Sam opens the Pop-Tart box and goes, what animal has done this?
Dude.
He goes, I just want one.
Savage.
What else have you noticed, Jordan?
Ooh.
What
do you
habits?
Like? He can't eat dairy, so I have to get snacks. I don't have dairy in
is
it.
Is that where the almond milk came from?
I mean, almond milk is just
well,
better for you.
Honestly, a bunch of us like the almond milk.
Almond
right?
milk is better for you.
Then
I would
regular
say,
milk,
you
even
I would say
that?
70%
God.
Of people
How is
in the
it better for you?
I don't think it's good to drink milk.
Milk is great.
What's wrong with
you
it?
You drink milk?
For you. I switch it up. We get the almond milk at home. We get the...
Yeah.
But I've actually started it's getting just... back into whole milk.
Mm. Really?
Like it, you drink it after... And this is the thing. My mom's a vegan, and she there's like a plant-based burger place that opened near us, and she visited and she tried it, and she's like, these burgers are so good. I took a bite and I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever tasted. And it's the same thing with like plant milks. You drink it for a while and you're like, this is great, and then you drink milk and you're like, this is so much better.
I can't really stand right. the taste of milk anymore. If my latte is accidentally
yeah.
made with milk,
agreed,
I'm like, I can't do it.
I
it
know
just,
right away.
So interesting.
It's like
because
coating
a bunch
my
of Angelinos.
We go through, well, I have three kids. And we're just going through milk all the time.
Yeah,
like
yeah
it's
yeah.
no stopping it.
No stopping it.
And it's just gallon
Doesn't
after
it cause
gallon
the
after
sniffles?
Gallon.
has a little mucus.
Does it?
Doesn't
actually. When they have the sniffles, we don't give it to them because it makes it worse. But
that's what
there
I'm
are certain
saying.
Kinds of milk that are better for your allergies, but that's actually very controversial because you can also get a bunch of diseases.
Like raw milk.
Like raw milk. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the gamble.
Unpasteurized
is like you can, and maybe this is a great metaphor for the studio. It's like you could, you know, drink raw milk,
right?
And you could
really
bolster
milk.
Your immune system. Mm. But you could also get like some kind of rare parasitic disease.
Yeah.
That's like my
or you
juice.
Could drink
like
skim milk, right? This is, you know, we're moving towards skim milk.
Right.
And, you know, you're safe. You don't get any allergies.
Right. Mm.
But are you really living?
That's what I'm saying. That's why you go for the vitamin D whole milk.
Yeah. Mm. That's the good middle ground. I think we're right
so
now.
So I need to have milk. Too.
No, I don't need milk.
Asking for milk. This is a metaphor.
No, this is just the whole reason why I wanted to do this podcast is just so I could ask Jordan without asking her to get milk. No,
that's a half and half.
No, I don't need the only reason I drink milk now is because I have it with Oreos and we give it to our kids.
Yeah,
and then I'll have a glass of it like when I have an Oreo.
So I need Oreos.
We don't need it. We don't need Oreos.
No more stuff.
But the half and half is a real thing. The half and half is a real thing on the coffee.
He said that the vanilla creamer and all that ruins the coffee.
It does. There's no doubt about it.
Mm. I wouldn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Not a coffee,
tea.
Yeah.
Tea guy.
Oh, you're a tea guy.
But if you have a matcha
tea,
latte.
More like a tea, like gentleman.
A tea gent.
A gent.
Yeah. And that
the
actually went
because you're from the East Coast.
No, I this is going to sound so pretentious, but I went to Japan.
Ever heard of it?
And I tried matcha there and I was like, oh, I'm really into this.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's
not your breakdown.
Is so good.
Yeah.
Honestly. It's very
Matt's
good.
A tea boy as
I'm
well.
I'm a tea
now.
Boy. I love the tea that he brings. Yeah. I got to get a pack of whatever the stuff that you bought.
You were drinking like 1 ounce at a time though. And it was really
but
irritating me.
Yeah.
See,
the tiny
he
cups.
Would come back
that
to his desk like this.
Refined,
and then he would leave Jordan, in 10 minutes and go boil more.
Refined. It refined.
Would have, you would have been
pulling irritating. Out every single tannin, yeah. every single
why
flavor.
Why was the cup so small? That's not even
I bought
enjoyable
a tiny
at
cup.
That point.
It was smaller
see,
than
you
I
guys,
expected.
You buy your freaking McDonald's coffee. You
who are you talking
about?
I don't buy McDonald's coffee.
I don't go
coffee.
By. That's Nico.
I drink
that's,
Black Rifle coffee.
That's true. You do drink Black.
And Pete's.
I will. Yeah, Black Rifle coffee. Very good.
It's good coffee.
Like good coffee is good, but it just tastes like coffee. Like teas, you have so many
different
options.
You have
different
variations, but you do have different variations of coffee, where it's grown, how it's roasted.
But it still
tastes
like
coffee. How you decide to make it.
But
it,
like,
that matters a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Whole bean.
It does matter. Ground.
There's like 5 or 6 different categories of tea, and they all taste completely different.
I was roasting my own coffee for a while. I should get back into that.
Yeah, huh. Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
But did you have the thing that you sort of roll?
It's automated. Oh, it's like an oven. It's like a little... it's like a panini oven.
Oh, okay.
But it's for coffee. It's got a little roller inside of it, and it keeps it going. And then your whole house smells like fresh coffee.
So
like, yeah,
when
like
you buy
amazing.
Like roasted
certain
beans,
certain kind of smell. It smells so good.
When you buy roasted beans in a bag, how long ago were they roasted? Do you usually?
I don't know. But it's not that long.
Oh, okay.
It's usually less than a week or two.
Oh, okay.
At least, from BRCC. I don't know about Folgers or whatever, but
freaking Domino's.
Because you're in there just grounded.
Dunkin' Donuts. Domino's coffee.
And it's just acidic.
Well, BRCC only has 2 roasters. They have 1 in Salt Lake and they have 1 in Tennessee. And
so they have like a whole facility where they roast it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, they have, And then those roasters, you have to like custom make them.
I saw one of them doing it in a pan in the field.
Oh yeah, you can do that. Evan was
super,
doing that.
That's like the freaking most hardcore way to.
Yeah,
make
it's actually
coffee.
Not that hard.
No, it's just hardcore, it's like just freaking raw. Yeah,
throw
it's badass.
You throw it. Awesome. You throw it on the fire, and it's
hell yeah.
You wait until it starts doing that second crack.
Oh,
it's got 2 cracks. Coffee has 2 cracks when it roasts. The first one usually after about 10 or 15 minutes at the right 10 minutes at the right temperature, and then it'll start popping, and then. It'll stop, and then there'll be like a minute or two where you don't hear much, and then it'll start popping again. That's the second pop. And so right in the middle into that second pop is where you get flavor. And then after, you get most of the beans into the second pop,
then it just becomes like burnt coffee, which dark is roast. The, which is, yeah, that's what they call it. That's what dark roast is. But right. dark roast, the reason why like Starbucks, even their medium pikes play, or even their medium roasts are dark still, because it's way easier to control.
Yeah, you don't have to be precise.
Flavor. Yeah, you can't get medium roasts that are consistent as often at that right. quantity yeah. as you can with a dark roast, because okay. you basically just take the flavor out of it.
Well, it's the same thing with tea, at least in the steeping process, is like, you know, if you like a tea bag, you just leave it in your cup of water and then you drink it later
yeah.
at some point.
Right.
But like with like more traditional like Chinese ways of making tea, like you know, it's precise temperatures, you put it in, you like wait a certain amount of time and then pour it out, and you do like different levels of steeping as the leaves get more like you know, engorged with water and yeah. No, I love getting in all that stuff. And
isn't it a myth that the darker the roast, the stronger the coffee?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone said they'll want dark roast because they think it's going to be more caffeine.
That has nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with the bean itself.
Yeah, because it's not like you're just, yeah.
Coffee's coffee. With
the bean, different content. Types of beans have different caffeine levels.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. And the main bean yeah. is the Arabica bean. And then there's another one, I can't remember its name. But the Arabica bean, the roasted... dark roasted Arabica bean is like what most people think of when they think yeah. of coffee.
Did you know the main strain of coffee in the Americas is all descended from one plant from,
really?
I think it was Louis the 14th or something. He had a single coffee plant.
I did know this.
Because it basically, it was like very much controlled by like Arab traders in the Middle East, and they didn't want anybody to get these plants because they were had a monopoly on coffee. But like the king of France had one plant, and there was this dude who hired a courtesan to like sneak in and steal the plant. And then this guy took it in a glass vessel across, you know, the Atlantic Ocean, and literally like had to give it like the they had to ration water on the ship, and he had to give it some of his water to keep it alive.
Yeah.
And that single plant, I mean, it's just a story, but like that single plant is apparently all of like, you know, Colombian
really
coffee, like everything in the Americas.
Wow.
Just like,
that,
yeah,
is a good
I've
movie,
heard this story.
Yeah, that's
the coffee movie.
Just him
just
feeding the plant.
Sneaking out of some middle-aged Arabian like castle with like just a single
the
coffee.
Yeah.
It's like a rose in the glass.
Like, who goes there?
The
yeah.
It's the
yeah.
coffee bean, like, falls out.
Totally. yeah. Did you know that I was reading a book on the history of Texas, and 3/5 of all value of agriculture produced comes from, like, plants that were original agriculture of the Native Americans.
For just in Texas or
in the US? I don't know if it's globally. I believe it was globally in the 20th century, like the amount of value of the of the agricultural goods produced.
It's so funny.
3/5 of that came from plants that were original Native American plants. Or that they originally cultivated.
For some reason I had Googled that the other day.
Oh really?
And like the list was like, you know, the stuff you expect, like squash.
Yeah.
You know,
but tobacco, cotton,
corn,
beans,
but also
potatoes,
tomatoes and potatoes.
Yeah.
So tomatoes was the big one I didn't know. And like, so you think about it, that's, you know, Europeans get here 1500s. What were Italians eating before 1500? They didn't have tomatoes.
Yeah. They can't
just
eat
bread.
Things.
They just bread.
All
just
is
freaking
grain,
bread,
I guess.
Yeah.
Bread with some salt on it.
Yeah.
Fruit.
I wonder if they figured out pasta before tomatoes.
Yeah, like what would you put on it? I guess you could make some pretty
What do you do without
butter
tomatoes?
And cheese
some
on
butter,
it, I guess.
Some
rosemary, I guess.
They're interesting.
And then Irish people, you know, they're just eating dirt, I guess.
Yeah. Dirty potatoes.
I can say I'm Irish.
Okay. You can say that, yeah, you're right. You don't want to offend any Irish people.
They've already been offended enough. It's okay. Yeah.
Oh man.
But yeah, and we were just talking about this with Thanksgiving. It's interesting with Thanksgiving. You don't really think about this a lot, but a lot of those foods that we're eating.
Yeah, the whole
I mean, obviously the
whole
holiday,
the
is,
whole idea of the meal and like what goes into it is all like a a banquet of these
indigenous
yeah. foods, which is pretty yeah. cool, I think.
Yeah, and it's like, I think it's worth, I think Daniel in his Crew Cuts video kind of put this succinctly, but I think it's a worthy, you know, if we're trying to sort of move past certain like simplistic forms of viewing history or viewing these holidays, it's you know, it everything is in that holiday already to like pay homage and respect to indigenous people, because like we're already eating the foods. It's just you need to like, you know, think about that and respect that. And
yeah, yeah, that's super important. I mean, it's not like it happened on its own. It's not, and that it's like that's part of this country.
I
yeah.
understand you why know. We're here.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
thank you for the history lesson. That was actually very.
You know? Every once in a while, I get to use my degree.
A lot. Yeah.
Speaking of history, here's another fun fact, random trivia from me. I know it's unsolicited. The Apaches, okay? The same word that they used for, sorry. When they referred to a man, they also referred to a warrior. They were the same word in the Apache language. That's isn't that crazy? That blew my mind.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like you weren't a man. You weren't a man until you were also a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could be 30 and just
interesting.
A boy.
It was so like
it was
crucial.
So inherent yeah, in their so culture. Inherent.
Yeah.
It was so much the same thing.
Wow.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Kind of blew my mind.
It's
right
like
there.
The opposite of where we're at now.
That's why I'm worried about the weak times.
And it all comes back.
Because good times create soft people.
But we need a little bit of, like, coming back to the studio. You need a little bit of softness. You know, of course.
Yeah. It can't be brutality.
Yeah.
It can't be
scalping people.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, we're modern people now.
You didn't release the video on time. No, obviously. And that's obviously the counter argument. But it's not about either. It's about a balance, I think.
Yeah. In all things.
Yeah. You gotta find the things that keep you balanced. Otherwise, I don't know. I don't want to become Netflix. I don't want to become, no offense to Rooster Teeth. They're great. But I don't think that's the direction for us.
Yeah.
You know, it's that small, you lose that small batch, you know, that
yeah.
private reserve.
Yeah.
Yeah. That freaking GMO free content.
Right. Yeah. So
I'll hold off on the hot tub installation.
Let's hold off on that. I mean, we just got
sauna,
the dishwasher.
Come like
on.
A sauna.
We're already like pretty close.
I'm sweating.
A sauna's not yeah. a bad idea.
You're in a sauna right now.
Dude, I hit the sauna this morning, son.
Look, if you want to do a sauna, all we have to do room. Is to podcast down here without the AC on.
Yeah.
A steam room's easy.
Just we steam get, room. Dude, we don't change anything.
Steam room.
We don't change anything. We just get one of those coal boxes that you squeeze water on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just steam it out in here, dude.
Just get a bunch of wood.
You just come in at lunch, you get your sauna in.
Get a steam in.
You get your heat yeah. shock proteins.
Is that too far? Probably. I think that's where the line is right
and
there.
And then we get an ice bath.
Oh, the ice
bath. That's the hard,
like, when,
like
yeah.
that's how we get
when
back
is quarter,
to
I'm very familiar with ice baths. I used to
yeah.
do
you have an
all
ice
time.
Bath?
No, but when I was
running.
Yeah, when I was running, Notre Dame had like every facility under the sun. And yeah, every time after we ran, it was ice bath.
Dude,
I
cold
bath.
Shower every morning, son.
Well,
it's the best.
Do you?
Can't do it.
Hell yeah, dude.
I do. When I can't do a cold,
brutal.
I just do
brutal.
Warm.
Like a little
I've been acting
lukewarm.
Little. Yeah.
Nah, dude, you got to get that cold shower.
Man,
do
it does wake
too?
You up.
Yeah.
You do it at night as
no,
well?
No, night, it'll wake you up too much, I feel like.
Yeah.
It'll like, yeah, jolt you up.
I had to do that one time when my heat was broken at my place and I was in pain.
It
was
but it makes you just get in and get
I love
out,
it,
though.
Dude.
It was
I look
the worst
forward to
experience
it.
Of my life.
But how long
I
do you stay in there?
To it.
Dude, how long do you stay in?
The one time I had
to. Like, oh, freaking.
Two, 3 minutes.
Take my time.
Oh.
You know?
Take your
no,
time.
See, that's
take
weird.
My time. Because you hit.
Do you
like
take
you,
your time in the water or you just like stand next
water.
To the water?
Here's what happens. You get
bait,
in.
Wash
like,
yourself and then jump in the water.
It takes 5 minutes to get in because you're hyping yourself up. And then you get in and then you just go. This is what's happening. And
right.
then it's the best.
Right.
Because it feels warm.
But I just
after
right.
that.
You just wash really fast and get out.
No, it's you deep breaths, you know, and you just freaking yeah. accept because it can't
right.
hurt you.
Right.
You just accept.
No, that's true. There's a lot of value to that, just applicable to many aspects of life. But a lot of times people freak out, especially about pain or like doctors and stuff like that. And, you know, I always go, well, I'm not going to die from this. Mm-hmm. It's just cold water.
Yeah.
And it is good for you. It's good for your health.
Yeah.
Is it?
It brings discipline in the morning. Yeah, it actually helps with like colds in your immune system.
Does it?
They got freaking monks out there rolling around in the snow. Yeah.
As they do,
they roll around in the snow.
And they're like their insides. You take a like thermometer. They're hot. They're wow. Like you can make it colder. You
know? That's true. That's some can David make Blaine ice colder? Shit.
Yeah,
Iceman Hoff.
Yeah, Wim Hof, dude. That's where I started doing the cold showers from. This guy Wim Hof.
Really?
He's just this crazy like, what is he like? Just Danish.
He
guy?
Just runs outside in the snow barefoot. He's like, everyone, come on, and everyone's like, no, trying.
Yeah, it's actually a beautiful story. He was like super distraught after losing his wife, and he was like, I have to find, he having all these existential questions, and he's just like, I just had this urge to like jump into a cold lake, and it like, just from that point, it like fixed everything.
Brought that clarity.
He does all these yoga sessions outside, and it's ice.
Yeah.
He's got it's not just like a little bit of snow.
Ice
like,
yoga.
In Texas. Like
ice yoga.
Ice yoga.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
like
it's all about getting in touch with your body, you know?
Right.
Well, maybe
you think because we have it so good that we need to live those extremes to like be normal.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Probably.
Let's like counterbalance all the corn dogs with
counterbalance with
like
corn
dogs. If you want a corn dog, you have to eat it in an ice bath.
Yeah. Like, did you take a cold shower this morning? Well, you're not eating a corn dog.
Yeah. Get in the ice bath, son.
Yeah.
5 minutes in the ice bath.
I do think,
or no dogs.
You do need to respect how efficient it is to get a corn dog in. I mean, think about that for a second.
It's very efficient.
All the animal has to be raised, all the parts, like all the
yeah. Like what it takes to make a corn dog.
Then you gotta
they're massively produced.
Slaughter it, friggin' process the grain, put it all together.
And then they
the stick.
Sodium in there.
You gotta get a stick in too.
All the ingredients, and you gotta freeze it.
Honestly, it's the stick.
And you gotta bring it to market. You gotta advertise it.
I don't know.
Bring it to market.
Do corn dogs even need advertising anymore?
The stick is a step too far for me. Like bread, bread was invented to hold your food.
True.
And you need a stick to hold your bread now?
Yeah.
That's too far.
Do you think holding food came before bread, or do you think bread happened and then they were like, hey, you can hold stuff with the bread. What do you think came first?
I think it's kind of bread probably came first.
The bread came
maybe
first.
Well, we definitely had food long before we had bread though.
Yeah. But were you putting like a raw steak on a piece of bread?
No. You just eat
probably
it.
Not. Yeah. Well, we developed our culinary sensibilities and eventually that led us to also including our utensils. Inside
true.
Of our
inside, like
food.
Pre-made,
pre-made inside of our
true.
Food. Yeah,
I think this whole conversation is just leading to the whether or not the personal chef is the line that we've crossed with lifestyle creep.
Yeah.
What will I buy on the next grocery run?
I don't know.
I'm excited now,
guys. If you have any thoughts on what Jordan should buy on the next grocery run, let us know your faves here in the comments, and you know, maybe we'll talk about them in a
maybe
video. Maybe Ren will eat three of them in less than 20 minutes.
That's a guarantee.
All right. Well, hey, Bye. Thanks for coming on the cast, everybody. I hope that you guys are warm. And
I'm sweating.
You're okay.
Sweating. I feel so
but I can't take it off.
I had to. I had no choice.
And here's to originality, the death of originality in the Marvel Universe.
That's a happy note to go on.
Happy note.
Here we go.